Hey there, welcome to the Leanne Shelton podcast. If you've been here before, welcome back. And if you're new, I hope you enjoy it and you come back again. So today's episode is all about ChatGPT. And unless you've been living under a rock, you should have heard about it. I feel like, well, maybe as a copywriter, I'm hearing about it a lot. I'm going, shut down for jobs because people are using ChatGPT instead, but I'll go into it a little bit later. I'm not worried. It's the biggest thing out at the moment. I want to just talk through it and just say, is it your friend or is it your foe? I want to just go through making sure you're using it, one, for the right reasons, and two, effectively. But what is it? Let's just start with it. And look, I'm big on repurposing. I'm in the content marketing space, and I always say, write a blog and then repurpose the crap out of it. And so this podcast is based on a blog of the same name or, area, topic. So if you do prefer to read these things, you can obviously go read the blog or, flick the blog on to anyone else who's not a podcast listener. But you know what? Yeah, I am also super excited about ChatGPT. I just want to say, and I think some people have been asking me, as a copywriter, are you worried that this is going to take over? And the thing is, just like when Canva came out, it's one of my favorite tools, like graphic designers were probably panicking. And I know a lot were, but you can either choose to fight it and get worried about it or embrace it. And I think I need to really start embracing it because, look, I myself in the past have used artificial intelligence tools, AI, to help me get started with difficult blogs. There was an e-commerce website, I think it was maybe a couple of years ago now, and they were like, talk about this wooden toy for 4 to 5 year olds, this wooden toy for 2 to 3 year olds. And I kind of struggled to come up with brand new stuff. So I just plugged it into a tool called Writer, R-Y-T-R, I think that's how you spell it. And it would give me something to start with. And that's what I want to say to you. ChatGPT is brilliant as a starting point. Look, when I've recently played with ChatGPT, because, I had to, everyone's talking about it. It is very cool for giving you that stuff to start with when you have that white screen of death and your mind just goes completely blank. So it is amazing for writer's block. It's amazing to get you started. But the thing is, unless you know how to use it effectively, like how to ask the right questions, the right request to ensure that you get the information, you just won't get anything halfway decent. So like you need to, give it instructions for structuring a blog or a script accordingly to best practices and also based on your tone of voice and all that. You need to be really, really specific. Anyway, let's just go back to the beginning and just define it. And I'd had fun with the blog version of this. I actually asked ChatGPT to help me write this blog. And so I guess it kind of then has helped me write this episode, although I'm going to try my best not to read the script. I want to really try and make these new episodes of the podcast as unscripted as possible, just to keep it more relaxed. And no matter how much I tell myself that, when I read a script, I make it sound natural. I actually don't. So I'm going to try and go off script as much as possible. I just have my notes from the blog here in front of me. But yeah, what I did for this blog was I asked Chatty, as I nicknamed him or her, what is ChatGPT? And this is what it spat out at me. So I'll read this part out. ChatGPT is the state-of-the-art language model developed by OpenAI. It uses deep learning techniques to generate human-like text based on the input it receives. ChatGPT has been trained on a large corpus of text data and can generate text for a wide range of tasks, such as answering questions, responding to comments, and generating creative writing. And you know what? It does, this whole technology takes me back to It was either like the Powerhouse Museum in Sydney or Questacon in Canberra. I actually can't remember which. You can let me know. Send me a DM or whatever if you remember where this is at. But there was a really cool robot, and you could type in the keyboard different questions and it would reply to you fairly instantly. And I remember how cool that was as a kid. And obviously, it's now something we can use very easily. And there's a free version and a paid version, by the way. So you don't, I think some people got sucked into the paid version very quickly. If you are on your browser on the computer, you can and go via OpenAI. There is a free version and then obviously an upgrade. So like all of the freemium, there's the upgrade that will actually give you more access to things. And I haven't tried that out yet, but I do plan to try the paid one at least for a bit and just see if it's actually worth it. And I'll report back to you guys, but let you know. So it's roughly, that, $20 US a month. So it's not bad if you're going to use it all the time. When I asked it what No, sorry, I didn't ask it. I did my own research. What the benefits are of the paid? It said general access to ChatGPT, even during peak times, faster response times, and priority access to new features and improvements. Now, it does crash quite a lot. So I think like the free version. So the paid version probably won't do that. And I love how vague it is, priority access to new features and improvements, because who knows what they'll be, but I'm sure that'll be super cool. But yeah, so how can ChatGPT benefit your business? And I think, as I said, it's definitely great for a starting point. But what I did for fun is I asked ChatGPT, what are the five key benefits of ChatGPT? So, like I said before, I'm not going to read out this episode. Actually, I'm going to read some stuff out, but it's going to be reading out what ChatGPT said, and then I'm going to give my feedback on it, on its response. Because I just want to throw in here before I go into it. So my friend Jane Tweedy, she's been on the podcast before, way in the early days, the Marketing Me podcast, and she's actually coming on again soon. But she try this experiment, which I've been meaning to do. I need to do it, and then I'll share on socials what it comes up with. She asked for a bio on herself. And obviously, she knows herself very well. She knows her history very well, but ChatGPT doesn't. It's just relying on all the sources from the internet that it can extract content from. So she asked it, and it came up with, some stuff was great. Other stuff was completely incorrect. Like, I think something about telecommunications industry, which she's never been in, or calling her a director or a manager when she never was, or this kind of stuff. So I challenge you to go, not challenge, put a request, not really a challenge, to do the same with ChatGPT by yourself and see what it comes up with. And it can just show you very clearly where it can get things wrong, and it can get things wrong. And I'll go into this a bit later, but in terms of statistics and any key facts, it will quote them, but it won't tell you the source. And that's actually, you're kind of, on this little, you're tiptoeing on the edge here of plagiarism if you don't know where it came from, or just outright copying from your competitors. So, because it doesn't know, it's just sourcing stuff. Anyway, let's go into these five benefits as ChatGPT claims. Now, the first one is natural language generation, which to me is actually a weird, set of words, but that's what it gave me. So, natural language generation, Chatty says, ChatGPT can generate human-like text in a wide range of styles and formats, making it useful for tasks such as chatbots, language translation, and content creation. So yeah, 100% true. Great with writing content. Oh, please don't go, oh yeah, I'll just ask ChatGPT to write all my socials for me. Please, please, please make sure you are tweaking it. Because you know what? Unless you are a famous person and ChatGPT can then write in your voice. I've heard many funny stories of saying, write this speech in the, style of voice of, Christopher Walken or something like that. But unless you are famous, it's not going to know your capture your voice, your vocabulary, and your vision. So yes, look, over time, the technology probably can, and it might start getting you to do, you know, voice questions, and then or just say a whole paragraph of information, and it'll pick up on your, you know, the typical words you use and all that. But it's not there yet. So, look, it is possible if you're running for a larger company to ask ChatGPT to write tone that matches your brand style guide. Yeah. But it's still no guarantee that the content won't be taken from anywhere else. You just don't know. So definitely go back and fix it up. Put it into your words. If it's used words that you wouldn't normally use, make sure you fix that all up. Next one is flexibility, number two. So Chatty says, ChatGPT can be fine-tuned to perform specific tasks, allowing it to be adapted to a wide range of use cases. Now, use cases, I don't know when the last time I ever used that phrase, if ever. So there's an example right there, making sure you adjust things accordingly. And yeah, you can ask it to write, you know, your blog or a script, but you need to know, as I kind of said earlier, the right questions or know how to provide a good content brief to get the desired results. So, like, obviously marketers like myself, we know how to ask it. But if you're not savvy in the copywriting marketing space, you could very well just go, yep, give me this and I'll spit it out. And you won't even know if it's good quality or not. You won't know if it's a good structure or not. So look, you might even want to get a copywriter or editor to edit it if you are otherwise happy. And this is actually one of the ways I was thinking of embracing ChatGPT. I'm going to, like this month, you may see in my socials, actually offering an editing package for ChatGPT. So editing what ChatGPT attempts to make it sound more like you. I'm still playing around with the price point, probably like $297 Australian. And yeah, whereas usually it's like $500 for us to write the blog from scratch. So cheaper, but we'll just personalize it and put that structure, ensure the keywords are there and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, keep you posted on that stuff. Okay, so number three, the third benefit, according to ChatGPT, is high quality output. And Chatty says, ChatGPT is trained on a large corpus, that word again, of high quality text data, which gives it the ability to generate high quality text outputs. I, as a writer, I hate repetition like that. High quality is said twice in the one sentence. Oh my gosh, don't do that. And corpus, unless you're Sheldon Cooper from Big Bang Theory, I don't think I'd ever use that word. So once again, make sure you adjust. But yeah, look, while you know this benefit of high quality output is true, it has high quality in the heading as well. Yeah, like I mentioned, you don't know where the content is sourced. And I actually did ask it when I was playing around with it. It provided me a great stat. I said, could you provide me the source of the statistic? And actually came back saying it's incapable of doing that. And then I went Googling for it and actually struggled to find where that stat was, because unless you have, like, if you're quoting it directly, it's so much easier to find it. Then, yeah, you just don't know. So you just can't provide that those big important statements without backing it up. So you have to go do that extra research. The fourth benefit of ChatGPT, according to Chatty, is speed and efficiency. So ChatGPT can generate text outputs quickly and efficiently, making it a valuable tool for businesses and organizations. Cool. So you can't see this here because, you know, this was in written form and I'm obviously speaking this, but it's spelled organizations with a Z. And in Australia, we spell it with an S. So that just straight away is something else to keep an eye out for, that it may use Americanized spelling and you may not live there. So you need to know. Actually, I did see someone's book review and I know they're based in Australia and had a Z in it. I think they may have to use ChatGPT for that comment. But yeah, so you have to double check this kind of stuff. So all those other words like organization, traveling, oops, one second, someone's trying to call me. I love that. Flavor, you know, all those kinds of words or color that are spelled differently in Australia, you just need to double check on that. But yeah, let's just have a look back. I did digress a little bit. Yeah, it does definitely, as it said, quickly and efficiently create output. So yeah, if you're like, I need to write this thing quickly, I have writer's block, bam, you've got something to work with. That can definitely save time when you may otherwise spend an hour sitting in front of a blank screen of death and not getting anything done. So 100% it can save time there, but you still need to allocate the time to edit and tweak. All right, benefit number five, cost savings. So Chetty says using ChatGPT can help organizations, spot with a Z, save time and resources by automating tasks that would otherwise require manual labor, misspelled for Australia. But yeah, it can save you time and resources, especially money initially. But like I keep saying, you can't just get away with it. You need to rework the copy, make sure the SEO keywords are in there too. So you probably need to do that bit of effort, find those keywords, inserting them. You can ask potentially, ensure you include this keyword five times, once in the heading, once in the subheading, synonym for. I haven't actually gone down that path, but I mean, how detailed do you have to be to get what you really want as much as possible first go? But yeah, it can save you a lot of that headache of initially getting the words on the screen, but just please don't get lazy. And that's my biggest fear, that we're all going to get too lazy with this thing and just go, oh yeah, ChatGPT it. I had, yeah, so two clients recently, one of the media release written, $500, can write it for you, which, that's my lowest price point for copywriting. And they were like, oh, you know what? Nah, we'll just get ChatGPT to write it. And for something like a media release, you want it to stand out. You want it to grab the journalist's attention. Unless you know how to ask properly, you could come up with a really bland media release. And yeah, and inserting comments and quotes. Anyway, good luck to them if that's what they want to do. And I spoke to someone else who's an agency, and she said, yeah, a lot of her clients these days go to ChatGPT to write their stuff. I think it's probably the case of it's this new shiny tool right now and everyone wants to use it, but eventually they'll realize, oh, I'm not actually getting the best results from it, or I'm having to then spend so much more time fixing it. Was it actually worth it? But yeah, something to think about there. So let's just wrap things up here. So first of all, let's just summarize those points. The first one is natural language generation, human-like text, even though they get the spelling wrong. Flexibility. So yeah, it can be used for a wide range of different uses, like scripts, blogs, posts, as long as you know the right briefing to provide it. High quality output. Yeah, good high quality. However, stats, resources, all a bit iffy. You need to do a bit of effort there, do a bit of research. Speed and efficiency. Yeah, cool. It may save you time that would otherwise be spent staring at a blank screen. And savings. Yeah, because you may not want to get a copywriter to write all your stuff. You may want to get ChatGPT to write part of it and then get us to edit it. So look, maybe the whole role of a copywriter will eventually change. We are more about the editing and fine-tuning. I'm going to embrace that with one of my new offerings. But ultimately, if you do want 100% quality, you want to go with a copywriter from the beginning. Just saying. Especially like with my process, we do like a Zoom briefing and get a transcript. So we literally have your words to work with, turning your rough ramblings to meaningful messages. So yeah, you'll always get a high quality product if you fully outsource, but okay as a starting point. But yeah, so look, ChatGPT has amazing potential to help business owners across the globe with the content marketing. And students cheat on their essays. It's a whole other topic. Good luck to the school system on that one. But look, try it out. Just keep your eyes open. Don't rely on it too heavily. Don't get too lazy. And I have to read this out. To finish off the blog article, I asked Chatty to, I gave Chatty one last opportunity to highlight why you need to give this AI tool a red hot go. And I wrote, this is a request I wrote, write a conclusion summarizing why business owners should give ChatGPT a try in a cheeky tone, because I'm a bit cheeky, And this is what it said. I'll read it out to you. Well, 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 my dear business owners, it's been a pleasure chatting with you. But before you go, let me give you a little piece of advice. Give ChatGPT a try and you won't regret it. Bit salesy there, anyway. You see, I may be just a language model, but I've got the brains to help you run your business smoothly, from answering your customers' queries to generating creative ideas for your marketing campaigns. I can do it all. Plus, I'm available 24/7, so you can always count on me to be there when you need me. No sick days, no vacations, no coffee breaks, apart from when, you know, it crashes on you. But anyway, so what are you waiting for? Give ChatGPT a try and see for yourself how I can help take your business next level. You won't be disappointed, I promise. It's pretty cool, right? Like, that just came from nothing. But yeah, give it a crack. I don't know about the whole making promises thing, but yeah, cool. But anyway, that's it for today's episode about ChatGPT. Please pop me a DM, share this on socials. I'd love to hear your thoughts on ChatGPT. Any fails that it's delivered you. Love to hear how it's gone with writing your bio. I'm going to do that right now after this, actually, to see how it comes up for mine. And yeah, I love to hear why is it working well? Why is it not working? All that kind of stuff. Let's get the conversation happening. But yeah, until next time, enjoy your day. Keep going with your marketing. I actually don't have an official tagline for this new branded podcast, the Leanne Shelton podcast. I just want to go with whatever motto I feel like. Today, go with ChatGPT, give it a go. But, you know, copywriters, we're still not a dying breed. You still need us. All right, I'll see you later. Bye.